This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kenya's one-time opposition leader Raila Odinga is slightly ahead in the race for the presidency against the incumbent Deputy President William Ruto. Partial official results showed on Saturday. Odinga has 52.54% of the vote against 46.76% for Ruto, according to figures issued by the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in the early afternoon based on results from about 30% of polling stations. Kenyans are still waiting for final results 5 days after the country went to the polls on Tuesday. Kenya is considered one of the most dynamic democracies in Africa. Odinga is making his fifth stab at the top job with the support of his longtime foe, the outgoing president Uhuru Kenyatta, who has already served 2 terms and cannot run again. Ruto has been deputy president for almost a decade, but was left out in the cold after a pact between Odinga and Kenyatta in 2018 that stunned the nation. Although the long campaign was acrimonious and marred by disinformation, polling day passed off largely peacefully, with independent observers saying the vote was orderly. Russia has warned the U.S. that potentially placing Russia on the U.S. State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism could trigger a total breakdown of relations between the two countries, reports the Russian news agency TASS. Alexander Darchiev, director of the Russian Foreign Ministry's North American Department, was asked in an interview with TASS whether the possibility of lowering diplomatic relations between Moscow and Washington was being considered. If passed, it would mean that Washington would have to cross the point of no return. The U.S. side has been